Nobody is coming to save you. These people don't care about you. The military-industrial complex. We need to stop sending our sons and daughters to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex. Big Pharma. The Rockefeller education system, who combined that with medicine to bring you petroleum-based pills. NASA. Science. Politicians. His kingdom is not of this world. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers podcast.
All right. What's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Garlic Perm. What's up?
What up?
Also known as Julio.
Guten Morgen.
It's a quarter after 5 a.m., August 23rd, 2025. All right. This is our second take. So I feel kind of phony bringing up stuff that we already talked about, but in order for it to be on this video, I have to. So, Julio, you wanted to talk about your, he's been Ubering, and he's run into some interesting people. So you wanted to talk about that?
Yeah, so I've run into some interesting people, and it's quite amazing how, regardless of the political spectrum, there seems to be like one, like, it doesn't matter if I pick up a young left-leaning person or an older, more conservative person. It doesn't really matter. There's always a consensus about when we talk about the Eagles, the Eagle Nose people.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, dude. So, but anyways, so, all right. So you guys call me Julio, right? Anyways, this guy brought up an interesting point. He said,
when you say you guys, you're talking about Carl.
Yeah,
mostly. Carl calls you Julio.
We miss you, Carl. Where's your daily piece of history or whatever you were doing? That was cool.
I think he's on nights again.
And he brought up that the fact that we think of these stereotypes of the Jews, you know, like with property, you know, like real estate or banking or shit like that, you know, like, where did that come from? Apparently it came from scripture. Like, a Christian couldn't borrow money from another Christian. So who did they have to borrow it from? The Jews. The Jews stepped in and filled that role. Same thing as in the market at the temple when Jesus flipped the tables. It was the Jews working and selling at that time.
Of course it was. Who else would have been? I mean, it either would have been a Jew or a Roman, because that's all there was, or a Gentile.
And the
Gentiles were, what, pagans or something.
So that was kind of interesting. You know, like, he kind of opened up my eyes a little bit to something I hadn't thought about. You know, same thing with real estate. I don't know. That was
Hollywood,
kind of interesting.
The music industry, the porn industry, the list goes on.
Yeah.
You just sent me that thing the other day about the Rothschild that runs the Jewish organization in Toledo, right?
Coincidentally, yeah.
That's weird.
We won't mention his name. I don't want to.
I just said his last name. It's close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. But yeah, it's quite a coincidence. You know, he's a lawyer. You know, and has a famous Jewish name. It's funny. I had a passenger actually bring that up to me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I found a Rothschild here in Toledo. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, on LinkedIn.
Right. Then, that's what I'm talking about. That's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the whole thing, you know, like it's all in plain sight. We just oblivious to it. And it goes back to my thing, you know, like about they built the public education system. You don't see a lot of Jewish kids in the public education system. They get sent to the synagogue or to the temple to learn their own things. They don't get the public education brain rot. They don't get fed all the lies of the Rockefellers and all this shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's like the ultra wealthy people. You know, they got in-house nurses and stuff. They're born at home, not at the hospital, so they never have a social security number because they're going to take over the family business anyway. They don't need one. So they don't even become part of the system. You know, so that's for people like us.
Anyways, are you excited about football season?
Yeah, I really am. Matter of fact, today, I'm not going back to sleep today. 1 o'clock, the Browns play their final preseason game. And to be honest, you know, this kid, Shedeur Sanders, he was all over the news because his dad's famous. And man, I'm getting tired of it. It's like a lot of people are pissed off because Joe Flacco's starting. I'm like, what did you really think was going to happen? Like, he took us to the playoffs 2 years ago, and last year we sucked. And, I mean, yeah, they say he's 40, but, you know, Tom Brady did more after he turned 40 than he did prior to that in his entire 20 years career. So, not to say Flacco's going to do that, but you can't just discount somebody. I mean, it's old, but it's not too old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want to talk too much about football. That's my bread and circus. But you got to have something or you're going to go fucking nuts. Or I go cussing again.
All right, well, I mean, I'm sure you're – do you follow the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, God. I knew you were going to bring this up.
What?
The male cheerleader. I knew it. I was going to mark it down. I'm like, nah, I don't need to because Julio's going to bring that up. He's all over that.
Dude.
It probably aroused him. That's why I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, he's into that. Oh, man. Going to play a video?
You don't even really need the sound, but
right.
It's the exact same dance that the women are doing. You know what? I mean, I guess I'm glad he's not wearing the exact same outfit the women are wearing. You know?
Right. Now, that would be a step too far, but that's coming. Give it about 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so I went to an all-male high school, and we had male cheerleaders, but they did, like, acrobatics.
That explains it.
They did acrobatics. They did, like... You know, like pyramids and shit, you know, like they didn't dance is what
I'm
saying. I don't
think that's called a cheerleader, to be honest. I think that's something else. I don't know. But
yeah.
This is coming like for me, it's like 8 years late because my daughter's 25 now. This particular daughter is about 25 right now. And she was the captain of the cheerleading squad. There was a dude on the cheerleading squad. And she literally told my wife that she was nervous for me to come to the game because she thought I was going to get mad. And I'm like, no, I'm not mad, you know? And, I mean, he was... probably had more energy than the rest of them put together. He was all over the place, smiling like ear to ear, man, and having a good time. So whatever, man.
A gay old time.
Huh?
A gay old time.
I mean, if I had to guess, that's probably the direction he went, but maybe not. Who knows? You know, but
I've been telling people that, like, I've been picking up people and, you know, like we talk about, you know, like, you know, what are you into? You know, and they're like, oh, you know, I love football. And I'm like, oh, you ready for the cheerleaders? And people are like, no way. And then they look it up and I'm like, ah, I told you. But, you know, the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
They have a transgender cheerleader.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And people are talking shit about her. But it's like, damn, dude, you know, like she worked her balls off to get to where she's at. She deserves all the credit.
I mean, he worked his balls off. When you say transsexual, do you mean a crossdresser?
Dude, I really don't know. I mean, I'm kind of just talking, like, I just read kind of like the headline.
Because
I don't really.
It's confusing now, and that's the way they like it. But you got crossdressers and you got transsexuals. If you didn't get your dick and balls cut off and you dress like a woman, that's a crossdresser to me. And I'm not trying to be offensive to anyone, but you know what I mean? That's two different things.
Yeah, you're not crossing the gender.
But they're blurring the lines on purpose.
Yeah.
And that all started with Obama. I mean, it didn't all start with Obama, but he started putting laws into place where you know, they can go into the women's restroom. And, you know, now they're in there with little girls alone. And it's like, nah. And there have been arrests made because of that, obviously.
So did you hear about this? You've heard of the game Roblox, right?
Yeah.
It's like one of those Minecraft kind of things.
Yeah, it's, you know, like
that elementary and middle school kids play for the most part.
Yes, my daughter played that.
Fucking boring as shit. I try to play it one time.
Well, yeah, you start out, can't even see where you're going because you're in a cave, right?
I don't even know, dude. It was just dumb as fuck.
Right.
So they have been kicking off predator poachers off of that platform.
Oh, God, I can believe that.
Yeah, so instead of going after the predators on the platform, targeting kids, they're going towards the people trying to catch them. And so, you know, Roblox is saying, you know, like, oh, you know, we value the privacy of our subscribers. You know, that's why we're doing this, etc. But the thing is, so the predator poachers would actually be approached by the predators on the platform, and then they would go off the platform to catch them. So it had nothing to do with Roblox. It was done off of Roblox. But it just kind of seems weird. And then the CEO of Roblox, the guy that made this decision, has also come out and said that he plans on turning it into a dating site.
Oh, boy.
So well, tell me, you are keeping the kids and the predators, removing the predator poachers, and you want to turn this into a dating site.
Sounds like that has an evil agenda written all over it. Okay.
Just saying.
I'm guessing, okay. You're just making motions so the audio people don't understand what's going on here. But with that being said, that Roblox game, it's all, when you get to the higher level, I'm getting away from the pedophiles and stuff here, but when you get to a higher level, it's almost like they're learning architecture and stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's all done on a CAD screen now. You know what I mean? Like, these kids are advanced at that stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, my daughter and her friends have played that game, and I, in fact, I call one of her friends the engineer because she actually built a mock model of her own house in the fucking game. You know, so I mean, there is value to it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I'm not a 40-year-old guy, you know, trying to play with little kids, you know, like in a fucking game or some shit.
Well, because you're not a pedophile.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. These video games are getting so advanced. You remember when the Notre Dame Cathedral burned down? Maybe like, what was that, like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
So the game Assassin's Creed had the dimensions down precise to the precisely that they used that game as a blueprint to rebuild the cathedral. That's insane, dude. That yeah. just goes to show you. That's what I'm saying. Like, it is like, it's almost like they're learning architecture as they're playing Roblox. That's how precise this stuff is, you know? All right. Have you heard of these e-tattoos?
No.
Let me see. I think I thought I Googled it. I can't find it now. Okay, here. What is an electronic tattoo? Well, I'll tell you who runs it. It's Bill Gates' idea. And what it is it's basically an electronic tattoo instead of a chip now. And you know, they're going to come with all kinds of designs and whatever you want, but it takes your biometrics. They're going to use it like it's for your health, but it can control brain activity, heart monitor, blood pressure, and it's just a tiny sticker, and it tracks everywhere you go. All right, let me see here. Electronic tattoos are soft, sensor-equipped wearable devices that attach to a person's skin and are typically used to gather data. These devices are often made from conductive material like graphene, carbon, or conductive polymers, which allow them to measure biopotentials or electric signals emanating from the wearer's body. Sorry, I'm illiterate. For example, muscle impulses, heart rate, and brain activity. They can be equipped with other sensors as well, including accelerometers, which track motion, temperature sensors, or even sensors that measure the chemical composition of the wearer's sweat. I'm trying to find out. I was trying to scroll down here and see. Anyway, it is from Bill Gates' company. And it's just another control device, really, for...
I mean, I think he just really cares a lot about us.
Is that why he wants to depopulate the Earth?
Yeah. I mean, if you think that it's healthy to take a vaccine or something, or advice from a guy who thinks the Earth is overpopulated, I think something's wrong with you. I mean, like think about that. Like, he thinks it's overpopulated. Is he making vaccines and medicines to make the population stay or the population decline?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not because he wants half of us dead. It's for the greater good of rich people.
Yeah. So they have more room in Hawaii and all these climate areas, you know, climate change areas.
Or underground. Did you know that Elon Musk has the new top of the line boring company is owned by Elon Musk, and it makes all the old ones look like, you know, ancient. So they're making underground tunnels at the speed unknown in the past. And they basically probably just connect millionaires and billionaire bunkers to each other and stuff like that. Underground city. But I'm connecting these e-tattoos with Gates, all right? It says here, according to Gates, life as you know it will soon be impossible without one. Digital IDs fused with your body, a modern mark of the beast. Controlling access to everything, work, travel, money. We've been warning about the elite's B system for years, and now it's coming to life. The question is, will you resist or be forced to comply? At TPV, together with you, our audience, we've been sounding the alarm for years. We've stood shoulder to shoulder, exposing Bill Gates' relentless drive to force digital IDs under our skin. They mocked us, tried to silence us, but we never backed down. But now, finally, the masses are starting to wake up. For over a decade, smartphones have become our constant companion, our link to email, social media, maps, banking, everything. They shape how we live, work, and interact. But according to Bill Gates, that era is about to end, and not by accident. Gates is determined to kill off the smartphone and replace it with something far more invasive. Electronic tattoos. Technology designed to merge with your body. I'm not going to read all this, but you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. I said, when cell phones came out, I was one of the last ones to get one. I swear to God. My wife kept telling me, I'm like, I don't even want my landline. You know, and we didn't call it landlines back then, but I'm like, I don't even want the phone I got now. You know what I mean? So, but look at me now. I'm paying my bills with my phone. You know, and she bought me my first one, and I felt guilty. And it was a pay-as-you-go one because she was trying to ease me into it. You know what I mean? And then I felt like a piece of shit, so I had to buy her one. Next thing you know, I'm buying my kids them, and now here we are.
That's funny. When I met my wife, she had never had a cell phone.
What year was that?
2005.
Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't. Is that crazy?
I know.
What are you talking about? I didn't get one by then. I didn't get mine until after that. It was probably like 2006, 2007.
I know. It sounds really crazy to think like that. But like, yeah, that's the way the world was. Like when I was courting her or trying to get in her pants, she had a landline.
Cell phone?
No, she had a landline. And I remember calling and, you know, it was like you reached Lisa and all the kids' names after that, and it was like, leave a message after the beep.
Right. Yeah.
She didn't have cable. It was a whole different. It was a whole different world. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane. So you hear about you've seen these videos about people not being able to buy stuff on EBT like they used to.
Oh, like, you mean
like pop, chips, candy.
Oh, you mean food stamps.
Yeah.
I don't know what EBT is because I don't do that crap, but
I don't even know what EBT stands for, but it's associated with that.
Okay.
But I think this lady really puts it well, and I think it's very true. I have participated in this, meaning I have bought food stamps from people. But listen to what she says.
Well, you're a piece of shit too. You're part of the problem.
So as it's kept, and I know y'all won't admit this because I know how y'all are, but y'all aren't really outraged that the food stamps, the EBT shit is about to get shut down. Y'all are really outraged because now you're going to have to take the money you normally buy weed, wigs, bundles, get your nails done. Y'all are going to have to take those funds and buy food now. And don't say I'm lying, because when y'all were receiving food stamps, you were selling the food stamps. So you weren't worried about feeding your children then. But all of a sudden now, you're outraged. Oh my God, like, why are we gonna feed our kids the same way you've been feeding them? Sleeping with that man. Getting a few funds from him. Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't been worried about them kids and their well-being, but all of a sudden now, you are. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's right about that.
Yeah.
Well, if you got another one, go ahead, because I hit a roadblock. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Now I hit kind of a roadblock. I was trying to look something up and I couldn't find the screenshot. Linguistic. It's about, you remember James Holmes, the Aurora, was it Illinois or Colorado? The shooter from the Batman?
Colorado.
Aurora, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was, did he wind up dying? I don't even know what happened to him.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so his cellmate, I guess, said that this dude told him some crazy shit about neuro-linguistic programming. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
All right. I probably should have planned this out earlier, but I'm just going to read. Probably skip around here. In the article entitled, "Was the Batman Shooting a Ritualistic Murder Carried Out by Mind Control Patsy?" I explain why James Holmes might have been a product of MK Ultra. Now an inmate named Steve Unruh claims that Holmes confessed to him that he was programmed to perform the killings. Now, that doesn't surprise me, because if you remember, when it was over, he was just kind of staring at the cops. Like, he walked right up to him and kind of just, it's like, okay, he was programmed to shoot all these people, and then he was programmed to go turn himself in. That's basically what happened. All right. That's the way it looked on the video. So it says here, in a not very publicized article from the Denver Westward, Unruh indeed claims that Holmes told him that he was programmed to kill by an evil therapist. A very simple term describing what might have been his trauma-based mind control handler. He also reportedly added that he felt like he was in a video game during the shooting, which is somewhat how one feels when an alter persona is triggered, that he wasn't on his meds and nobody would help him. Unruh added that when he got out to his car, he wasn't programmed anymore, meaning that he probably reverted his core persona after the murders. Holmes has mentioned NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, a technique often by Monarch programming handlers. And then here's a, this is a quote from Fritz Springmeier. I don't know who that is. Says if one studies NLP, one will find that NLP books such as Basic Techniques, Book 2 by Clifford Wright, teach people how to create dissociative states, which are alternate personalities, and that they teach people how to develop different states of mind and pseudo multiple personalities. It is difficult to express all the different crossovers that NLP has with Monarch programming. But at different times, the concepts of NLP certainly would be helpful to the handlers. So, and if you noticed by some of these mug shots, and then you look into their history, it's usually people that are on like SSRIs. So they're already, I guess you could say, like they're weak-minded, or not weak-minded, but they're already at a kind of a disadvantage when it comes to their mental state. And I think they choose these people because they're easy targets. You know what I mean? All the shooters fall into that category. So yeah, that's about it for that. Unless you got something.
Yeah, no, I mean, that kind of goes back to even the Kennedy assassination with Oswald. There was more than one shooter. He was just part of the story, part of the narrative. And then even Jack Ruby,
yeah,
you know, was used. He actually, so he got visited by this guy named Jolly West.
Yes, Jolly West, who also worked with Charles Manson.
Yep.
And some other notable names and figures.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he was known to work with Korean War prisoners of wars and brainwashing. Jimmy Shaver, Project MK Ultra. An LSD-related death of an elephant. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Jolly West is... It's so crazy how his name comes up in so many of these conspiracies and you know, basically murders. And it's just nuts, man. We should do a whole episode on Jolly West.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard of the book Chaos?
No.
I think it revolves around basically the Manson whole debacle, but that dude did such a deep dive, man. There are so many characters in that book that. But Jolly West is one of the main dudes, and he has his, and I don't know that Oswald was, you know, like, I don't know that he had anything to do with Oswald, but I know he did with Ruby. Do you have any evidence that he was, or?
No, I do not, but I mean, it. The time period, I guess, is what I was alluding to.
Right. Now, but I know they could have tricked Oswald into doing it, and then he started running his mouth saying he was a patsy, and then they had their MK Ultra guy, Jack Ruby, go shoot him right on live TV. You know?
Kind of what happened.
Yeah.
And Jolly West visited Ruby in jail, and then Jack Ruby started talking all crazy.
Yeah, he lost his shit.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So that also brings me up to the latest celebrity thing. You know how celebrities go crazy?
Yeah. I mean, like Kanye, Britney Spears. Who's the newer one? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All the Disney kids.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
So Lil Nas X, He was arrested like walking in cowboy boots and whitey tighties in the streets.
Tidy whities. Get it right.
Tidy whiteys, whitey tighties.
Yeah, I seen that. But what else happened? I didn't really read the article or anything.
That was really it. I mean, he kind of went nuts. And so I feel like this is almost like the whole Kanye thing. You know, they're going to say, oh, you know, he had a mental breakdown. We're going to put him in an institution and then he's going to come out.
All
You know what I
right.
mean?
So who is this talking about Kanye? Who was his supposed handler? He was some kind of
His fitness trainer.
his fitness trainer. Who do you remember this guy's name?
No.
Because he was sending him messages talking about he was going to send him into La La Land and
Never gonna see his
never going to see
daughters.
his kids.
Harley Pasternak.
Harley Pasternak, there you go. And he's threatening him, saying he's gonna send him to La La Land. He's never gonna see his kids again. And then next thing you know, Kanye goes on some big show. Was it Rogan? Where he had a mask over his face. And then next thing you know, he starts talking all this shit about Jews, and it's almost like he did lose his shit. Did he do that on his own? Or was this guy following through on his threats? I don't know. Because he seems a lot crazier than he was before, but maybe that could be his way of that's his way to say F you. You know, you can't. You know what? It comes down to, people don't want to be humiliated, but that's some for most human beings, that's the deepest fear is being humiliated in front of everyone. And so once you figure that out, so that might be what Kanye was doing. Like, oh, you think you're gonna. Now you're threatening me with this, but I'm even crazier than that. So, bring it. You know what I mean?
Interesting. So I want to bring up an old topic, and unfortunately, audio-wise, this one won't really do anything. But this is about Brigitte Macron,
Oh boy. Okay. What do
dude.
you mean?
Just I
All right.
mean, okay. So this is like a photo merge of Jean-Michel Trogneau with Brigitte Macron. And you
Okay.
tell me if it just doesn't fucking line up, girl. Like it's really insane. Look at this. That's the same man with a fucking wig.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen it. I thought you were going to bring something else up.
Damn.
I've seen it where they took the two pictures and merged them. And then they started pinpointing cheekbones and eyebrow bones and all that, and it does line up, man. But
Yeah.
then again, we're in the age of deep fake, and you can make anything do whatever you want pretty much anymore. But
I
so
think you have
it's
a crush on her.
what?
That's why you're defending it.
All right, I'm gonna pause and go get something to drink. All right, we're back. I'm gonna switch gears. Julio wants to talk about queer shit. See? All right, here we go. I got a clip you're gonna like. That comedian I was talking about earlier. I know it sounds like I got a cold. My fucking sinuses are hit this morning.
Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, my ass, you're a Jap. I'll tell you this. 3 years in the jungle looking for your uncle. I'll tell you this. walking around going, oh. Like we're all brothers. God bless you, my friend. What is your first name? Joe? Joe, my ass, Joe. During World War II, they were all Joe. You're a Jew. You gotta be. With that nose, if you're not, you're an eagle. I'll tell you. Look at the nose on this. As you're breathing, my socks are coming up. I'll tell you. Enjoy. Laugh at people. Why do I laugh at Whoopi and Robin and Billy? Why? Because they get on my goddamn nerves. I swear to God, and Billy especially. You know, I don't know Robin that well. I know Billy. He keeps walking around saying, how do I look? Do I look good? You give him a cookie and he goes away. He's a real pain in the ass. I'll tell you that. Anyway, look at the black brother laughing his ass off. Meanwhile, your partner's up in my room taking my jewelry. I'll tell you this. Buddhist. Chinese.
That was great.
Don Rickles, man. That's old school.
Those were
the good old days.
Yeah. Those were. Those were indeed. But this is funny. I actually have a video of I don't know. I'm just going to play it, and then I want to hear your thoughts. So this guy is preaching on the streets, like late night, you know, like after people leave like the bar or the club, you know, kind of thing. And I think he starts getting harassed by a specific woman in there, and she's got a specific trait that kind of stands out. And she's saying, you know, she's kind of like mocking Christ. And it just fits perfectly in line to who these people are.
Right. Okay. How long is this?
It's just a minute or two.
All right.
Christ is Lord.
Hey, why are you touching my stuff?
You said it wrong. That's
harassment. What are you doing?
That's harassment.
Why are you touching? Don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Anybody with ears to hear, and anybody with eyes to see, Jesus Christ has come so that you may have life. Jesus Christ loved you, and he died on the cross for you and for me. Jesus Christ is like, look at this. These are the fruits of Satan, guys. It's time to turn to Jesus Christ. It's time to turn to repentance and find life in Jesus Christ.
People are just following.
He's the devil right here. I mean, that doesn't make him mad. It has nothing to me.
Chase them off.
They're harming their souls. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to stand before God.
You think God
is
about
giving account for everything that we've done? So it's time to turn to Jesus Christ. We're going to turn to Jesus Christ.
We know you love Christ.
Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's coming back with the clouds. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, so that if anybody believes in him, they will not perish but have everlasting life. So turn to Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, just because that lady had a big nose, Julio, it doesn't mean she's a Jew. This crowd that was harassing this dude, and she might have been a Jew lesbian, all right? That crowd was gay. And those gays are more fanatic than anybody. And they, you know, I don't know if he was, maybe, let's say he was doing, preaching in front of a gay bar or something. And then they all just came out. Maybe he purposely chose that spot. You know what I mean? But just by their behavior, I could tell that was a group of gay people because they are ferocious and hateful against Christians.
I don't know.
All right. Now, when you brought up that dude was preaching on the street corners and stuff, reminding me of this dude. You ever hear about the old black blues guitarist that supposedly sold his soul at the crossroads?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Robert Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But he never, like, back in those, so when did this happen? Let me see. I want to say it was like
30s or 40s.
He made his he recorded his album. Anyway, the most famous album was in 36. He died in 38. He was penniless. So I don't get where they're, and they're saying he was poisoned. Here, let me just read it. The legend of Robert Johnson. It's a central myth in blues history, describing a supernatural encounter where Johnson allegedly sold his soul to the devil at a rural crossroads in exchange for unparalleled guitar mastery. This story, which mirrors the Faustian legend, gained widespread popularity after Johnson's rediscovery by white fans decades after his death in 1938 at the age of 27, likely from poisoning. The tale is often linked to the song Crossroad Blues, which Johnson recorded in 1936. However, the song itself does not mention the devil. It describes a man stranded at a crossroads at dusk, unable to get a ride and pleading for mercy from God. The connection to his satanic pact is a later interpretation, possibly influenced by the story of a Delta blues man, Tommy Johnson, who claimed to have made a similar deal. The exact location of the crossroad remains disputed. Clarksdale, Mississippi claims the intersection of Highway 61 and 49, marking it with a large guitar sign and promoting it as the Blues Highway. Other claim locations include the intersection of Highway 1 and 8, south of Rosedale, the area near Dockery Plantation in Cleveland, Mississippi, and Balua, Mississippi, where the 1986 film Crossroads was shot. Historians note that Johnson was a wanderer, making it impossible to pinpoint the exact site. The crossroads symbolized a place of decision and potential, reflecting the hardships of the Mississippi Delta. All right, that's enough. But you get the idea. It happened in Mississippi, for sure. All right. That's crazy, man. They made a movie about this guy, and they had to throw Ralph Macchio in there. What the hell is that about? Come on, man. That must have been made in the 80s, I'm guessing. Yeah. All right. I don't know. And they said this dude was like basically homeless. He was a wanderer. So, and he never made any money. Until the money came after he was already dead. And I don't know. Maybe his family got rich from it. Or at least.
Interesting.
He's got a nice piece of money, nice chunk.
Hey, you know, it's kind of funny. So have you and your wife ever discussed like funeral issues? Like, you know, like I don't want to be buried. I just want to be cremated. I want to go the cheapest way. Honestly, just throw me in the garbage can.
Well,
yeah. You know what I mean?
If it was up to me, I'd. See, my wife doesn't have to pay for it because I'm a wounded veteran, so they will pay for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what kind of casket kind of shit, you know what I mean?
No, they'll take care of that for me, but
okay.
If I was let's say I didn't, all right? I would probably be cremated cuz it's cheaper.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You're missing my point. What I was trying to get at is look at these coffins in Ghana. Customizable coffin art is often made to reflect a deceased person's life, personality, or profession. So they'll have like a fish coffin, a Coca-Cola bottle coffin, which Lisa and Lily say, I'm going to get a Milwaukee's Best Ice coffin. They have
an, said you were going to be buried in a penis.
I should have expected that. Yeah, but here's a Nike shoe. And then they have like I really don't even know what that top one is, but the bottom one looks like a lion.
Top one is I look like a jalapeno. Yeah, it's a pepper.
It's a pepper. There's an airplane, a semi truck, a car. And they got a crab, a cock, a tiger, a Kit Kat, a USB flash drive, it looks like.
Oh, that's stupid. Who's going to be buried in that?
Jeffrey Epstein, maybe.
Or Bill Gates.
So, have you heard about Representative Jasmine Crockett from Texas?
Sounds familiar, but I don't remember exactly.
Dude, oh my God. I don't know, man. Like, you don't expect to have people sound a certain way, like at the government level or at a professional level. And I mean, this is just straight up DEI. And it's funny, like I've talked to people that's like black people that agree that she does not represent well. Like she's kind of hood. So somebody's been trolling her in Congress, and listen to what they do. They play, you know how, all right. So when I used to work at the pizza place, I would always get customers calling in, and dude, like I would often hear their fucking fire alarm beeping. You know, that little clicky noise, like every minute or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, how do you live like that? Just fucking change the battery.
Right.
You know, like I have gone through my house. Like there was one night I couldn't figure out which one it was.
You mean beeping?
Yeah.
You said clicking. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
And I was walking around the whole fucking house trying to figure out which one it was, and I couldn't figure it out. Like I would take the batteries out of one, think I got it, and then it would fucking beep. And then I go and take the next one out. So eventually I took them all off and I replaced them all. But people live like this, dude. And so somebody is playing a smoke detector, low battery beeps whenever she begins speaking. Listen to this.
I don't get it.
Since we've been sitting here for I don't know how long.
Yes, I've been taking a tally.
Oh, okay. Can you show us? Can you tell us what the tally is?
More than 35 times, the Republican witnesses and Republican members of the committee have used the word "if."
Thank you so much for that. Because honestly, if they would continue to say "if" or "Hunter," and we were playing a drinking game, I would be drunk by now. Because I promise you, they have not talked about the subject of this, which would be the president. But let me tell you something that was so disturbing as I walked in to this chamber today. As I prepared, I said,
"It's funny,
what is the
but
plot?
I don't get it."
Have you ever heard them say "if" since we've been?
I just don't get it. All right. What's that got to do with hood,
dude? It's a hood thing.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is, dude. Unless you work customer service, you would not understand it. I'm telling you, I've been on the phone with people, and like, they live with that sound.
Okay, there's probably middle class people that are too lazy to change theirs too.
Well, I don't know, man. They're the masters of it. But anyway, so it's going to sound racist, but some people have a certain smell to them. I don't know if it's like the like the melanin, the pigment of the skin. It just has a smell. And dude, I will get a car full of people, like four passengers, and it is so strong that not even the weed overcomes it. Body odor doesn't overcome it. I don't know what it is. But anyways,
I think what you're talking about is probably like hair products.
No, dude, it's like a greasy, like it's like almost like they were frying fried chicken and like old oil or something, and it got on their skin, like that smell. I really don't know what it is. Honestly, I'm done trying to understand it and explain it. But I bought an air freshener. It's like an Arabic air freshener that is really awesome.
Why has it got to be Arabic?
Because it's the only fucking thing strong enough to counter this thing.
All right.
Dude, it's...
All right, man.
It's insane.
You got anything else?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You know, pickleball is the fastest growing sport because it was invented by the CIA, and it's used by IC to track conversion of digital currency to real world events.
Wait, you have to pay for that?
Huh?
You got to pay for pickleball?
No.
I don't get it.
The prior fastest growing sport trend was lacrosse in the early 2000s. Lacrosse was always a CIA insider sport, popular near military academies and at WASPE, Catholic boarding schools. But it became a national security risk post 9/11 to not open up lacrosse to the masses and develop feeder programs to find and recruit the best people.
Huh. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. It's kind of interesting.
All right, let's end it. I did get the phone number back up. We lost our phone number, but I fixed it. Can I end this? Are you ready to end it?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end it. All right. Got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints?
I do have soldiers
at yahoo.com, conspiracy soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, Rumble, all that shit.
I do have one last thing that somebody shared with me, and I have it in my Amazon shopping cart for one of my grandkids, because only one of my kids would love this for his kid.
What is it?
It's a book. Noah's Ark, narrated by Donald Trump.
All right, folks, listen up, because I'm going to tell you about Noah's Ark like you've never heard it before. So there was this guy, Noah.
It's kind of quiet, at least the book part. Shit.
Very loyal, had a great beard. God goes to him and he says, Noah, you're doing a great job, but there's going to be a flood. So Noah started to build an ark using the most tremendous wood.
The volume was kind of low. What happened?
So it's a book narrated by Donald Trump about Noah's Ark.
Uh-huh.
He's like, all right, kids, I'm going to tell you a great story about this guy named Noah. God told him, Noah, I need you to build an ark. You need to use the greatest wood possible. Going back to the gopher wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get it. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. I just think it's kind of funny. Like, it's a...
all right.
Like, my cop son will love this book for his kids. Like... He he doesn't want them watching YouTube. He would rather watch them, like more educational stuff,
Oh yeah, for
Angel
sure.
Studios kind of shit.
Yeah.
And so like every time my wife and my daughter go over to his house, they're like, why is he so much like you? And he's my stepson. He's not biologically mine, but we are so alike. So, I think being mindful of your family, of your relationship with God and your country, it's not bound by like ethnicity, it's not bound by from where you're from. It's just tied to your values and your morals.
That's true. Right.
All right, this
So,
time we're done.
yep. Also, the phone number 313-583-7646. Leave a text, a voicemail. Got any questions? Leave a question. We'll play it on the show, perhaps. That's about it. Got any closing words, Julio? All
Nope.
right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.